Welcome to Find Me in a Book. This podcast is meant to be like you're talking to your best friend about romance books. I share my passion with those who love to read, those who don't have time to read, or those that don't like to read, but still want to know and be involved with book conversations. Thank you for being here. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode at Find Me in a Book podcast. I'm glad that you're here, or I'm glad that you're back. Whichever, if you're new here, welcome. Wow, that was the best welcome song you could ever get. But welcome to my little podcast where we talk about all things romance books. We talk about a new book for the week. We talk about reviews. We talk about new books that are coming out. Just all of it. Just everything romance books. We got it, you know? And it's just super fun. So before we get into today's book, which I'm really excited about, I want to share the books that I bought at a book outlet again. I did an order and really excited about it. Also, I don't think I shared the books that I got from, I did a big like Barnes & Noble haul. And I believe I already put the books away. I did it on the stream though, on Wednesday. Yes, I didn't do one on Sunday. I think maybe I'm just going to do Wednesdays for now and then slowly work my way up to Sundays. I don't know. I'm not good at keeping this schedule though. So either Wednesday, Sunday, it just depends. And just put on your notifications so that you get a notification when I do go live. When I do go live, because we just, you know, not reliable with that right now. But the books that I did get from Book Outlet that just came the other day, I picked up, which actually, if you don't know what Book Outlet is, I believe it's in Canada or comes from Canada. I could be really wrong though, but I believe they're just like books that are not sold by the stores or like leftovers or excess books, because I've had some books have like a Walmart sticker. I have one that has like a Target sticker. I think it's just, yeah, just extra books, or maybe ones that have like a little bit of a flaw or something. They get sent to the book outlet and then you get them for really cheap. So most of these books were like $5 or $6, and I am totally fine with that because the majority of them are like $17 to $25. And so if I can save some money, especially on books that like they're pretty popular still, like the first one is Bad Girl Reputation by L. Kennedy, and it's the second book to Good Girl Complex, which I loved that book. And so I wanted to pick up this book anyways, so when it came onto the website, I was like, immediately yes, have to pick that up. So I'm excited to read that. And then there are, of course, books that aren't in like the mainstream media. So I like to go through a lot of them, or like, I know you say like, don't judge a book by its cover, but I kind of do. The cover really has to get me to make me want to like click into it, to want to read like what it's about. And one of them that did was Blood Air by Amelia Wen Zhao. I really liked how, well, okay, so Adrienne Young, she is a New York Times bestseller author of Sky in the Deep, which I really, really, really liked that book. And so she said, a cinematic storytelling at its best. So I was like, okay, I love Adrienne Young. I'm going to trust her on this. So I believe this came out in 2019 and it already has a sequel. And it basically just says like a princess with a deadly gift, a con man with a heart of ice, an empire on the verge. So it looks like it's fantasy. I don't know kind of what tropes it's going with. I'm guessing like enemies to lovers, in the empire, affinities. I know I'm saying that wrong, are revealed, their varied gifts to control the world around them are unnatural, even dangerous. And the crown princess is one of the most terrifying. So she can control blood and has kept it a secret. But when her dad is like murdered, she's the only suspect. So I think she has to like go on the run, and she finds this guy, or she knows of one person that could be crooked enough to help her, which is Ramson Quicktongue, which that's an interesting last name. He is a cunning crime lord with sinister plans. So he is going to help her. And yeah, I don't know the spice. I don't know kind of the suggested age. I don't know, but I'm really intrigued by it. Also, I bought two books from Abby Jimenez, and she has been going viral. And I believe that there is a show that is, or a movie with like Anne Hathaway. I think it's based on one of these books, I want to say. Maybe not. Maybe I'm thinking something else. But her two books have been, maybe it's Part of Your World. I think that's the one that is like gonna be a book. But I got Yours Truly and The Friend Zone. So all her books, I've been seeing them anywhere, everywhere. I've heard great things about them. So when I saw them, I was like, okay, I'm just going to get them. Like, I don't know what has stopped me from getting them, but I just have. So I was like, this is a great deal. I think they were only like $5. Got both of them. I'm excited to get started because I, again, have heard so many good things, and I just finally did it. The next one is House of Roots and Ruin by Erin A. Craig. And I do have another one from her. I believe I bought the House of Salt and Sorrows this last week. Did I buy that one? When did I buy that one? Maybe I think on my last book outlet order, I bought House of Salt and Sorrows. So I saw this and I was like, I mean, yeah, I haven't read the other one, but I might as well. The thing is, though, I didn't know it was hardback. Hardback, hardcover. The first book that I have of hers is soft, like a soft cover. And it usually says whether they're hard or soft. And I swear this one said it was soft, but it came hard. That's what she said. I set myself up for that. So I hate when they're like two different ones, but it's fine. It's whatever. Okay, so I'm really excited about this one because I have been wanting to buy this from Barnes & Noble for a long time. And so when I saw it on Book Outlet, I was like, immediately, yes. So you know I love Tracy Wolf. She does the Crave series. I absolutely adore that series. One of my absolute favorites. I just, you know, talk about it all the time. So she just came out with a book last year. It's called Starbringer. And I haven't heard anything about it. I mean, I feel like her Crave series kind of got some attention, but it wasn't like mainstream or anything. And so I feel like if you're in the type of circle or have a certain like news feed or kind of algorithm on your social media, then you see her stuff and you see people talk about her books. But if you don't know about her or don't know any of that, then it doesn't really show up. I guess that's kind of how it works. And so I haven't heard honestly anyone talking about this book. And so I don't know if it's good. I don't know if it's a dud. I just don't know. But I do like her writing. I do like her world building. And I honestly don't know what this is about. It looks like she created a whole different like universe, because on the front cover, or like in the inside cover, it says like the Sinestris system, which, yeah, it looks like she created her own galaxy, honestly. And it says like Firefly meets the Breakfast Club in this snarky new adult romance. I mean, I'm here for it. The sun is dying and it's happening way too damn fast. With the clock ticking, 9 planets' only hope of survival rests on a fancy space station and the alien artifact it's carrying, which is why it really sucks when some jackass doesn't want the universe saved and blows that station up while you're still on it. So it sounds like there is a group of 7 strangers with deadly secrets trapped together. And I think they have to figure out who did it or like how to save the universe, which sounds very, very interesting. And I mean, I have read what it's about before, but I just have forgotten. And actually, she didn't write it by herself. She had Nina Croft help her, or like a sister, or I don't know, not a sister, but a sister, assist her. Okay, now that I clarified for myself, yeah, I'm excited to see what it's about, but it's definitely a hardcover. And yeah, again, I liked her writing, so I'm excited to jump into that. And I know I have this conversation with myself all the time where I'm like, oh, I want to go to Barnes and Noble. I want to get all these books. And I'm like, why? I have so many that I need to read. Why do I need to buy more? But it's just so fun. It's like that, the adrenaline. It's like the, what is it? Like the happy serotonin, is that what it is? Like it just is a burst of serotonin for me to like buy new books. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to go and buy some more. Which the book that we're talking about today, The 7-Year Slip, is one that I just bought the other day from Barnes and Noble. And it is on the buy one, get one 50% off. So I highly recommend you pick it up. And I did buy the 4th book to the Throne of Glass series because I am almost done with the 3rd book, finally. And I'm going to go on to the 4th book. So I bought a couple other books as well. And I'm just, yeah, there's just so much. And I just, my TBR, which I think I complain about last episode, and now I'm like, oh my gosh, I have so many books, which I guess technically is TBR still. So anyways, we're 10 minutes in now. You're probably like, oh my gosh, can you please just start talking about this book? I will gladly start talking about this book. Also, to give you an update before I do, I'm not going to be able to make it to the Layla Sage signing. I'm so upset about it. Like, it's clear, it's in Tucson, which is 2 hours away. And I thought it was this Thursday. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to be able to make it. Like, my parents come in Thursday afternoon. So I'll just tell them to like go and do whatever and then I'll be back. But I found out that it's Saturday, which Saturday we have all these plans for my parents and to go see, like, my husband does these like comedy shows. And so we're going to that. And so I can't make it, but I still want to pick up my book. But yeah, I wonder if I could call and say like, hey, I'm not going to be able to make it, but do you mind getting it signed for me? And then I can pick it up next week. Oh, I wonder if I could do that. Cause I still want it to be signed. Like, I'm just so upset that I can't make it. Like, I really, really wanted to meet her and I'm devastated. So anyways, that's an update about that. It's very tragic. Today's book is called The 7-Year Slip by Ashley Poston. Is it Poston or Poston? I'm going to say Poston. This came out in June 2023. She does have other books that she has come out with. She has about 10 other books, but it wasn't until the one before this one, which is called The Dead Romantics. That's the one that kind of got her a little bit more traction and people started to like read her books more. So in June 2022, that's when Dead Romantics came out. And that one is about like a ghostwriter for romance like authors. And she has this new editor, which he won't give her an extension on her book deadline. And she has to go back to her hometown, which she hasn't been there for a while, for a funeral. And she gets to the funeral parlor and her editor is there, who he's dead apparently. And so like, it just sounds really interesting and fun and cute. And I wish that I would have read that one before this. They're not related at all. They're all one-offs. But now that I have read the one, The 7-Year Slip, I do want to go back and read The Dead Romantics because I do really like her wittiness and her writing and just all about it. She does have another one coming out this year in June of 2024. It seems she always comes out with a book in June. So this is the third year doing that, and it's called A Novel Love Story, which it kind of has the little bit of magic again. Like each of these books have had like just a little bit of magic with like the contemporary, and the next one will be that as well, where I think she like goes into this town. And it's kind of like Once Upon a Time, like where they go into this town and it's like, I don't know if it's like in a book that she wrote or a book that she had read. And that's what this town is like, in another little world. And it sounds so cute and so fun. And I'm excited to pick it up in June when it comes out. Because yeah, I am an Ashley Poston. I know I said I would say Poston, but I keep wanting to say Poston. Poston. I am an Ashley Poston fan because I really like this one. It was giving very much, the book today, The 7 Year Slip, was giving very much Lake House vibes, which I love that movie. It has very low spice. It's about 1.5 out of 5. It's very kind of fade to black. Like there's a little bit of a spicy scene, but nothing descriptive. So I would say yes to my mom and yes to my sister. And I actually am very much going to recommend it to them because they love the Lake House as well. And so I think if they just need like a quick contemporary, like with a little bit of magic, then they would love this. And I did kind of go into it blindly. Like I had read the book when I picked it up, but I didn't see any reviews. I didn't see anything about it. I have seen it pop up on TikTok and people's stuff, but didn't know anything about it. And I honestly can say that I was like kicking my feet and giggling like the whole time. It was adorable. I loved it. Like just the characters, amazing. It was like a right person, right place, wrong time trope, and kind of a second chance romance. There was a lot of like, not a lot, but there was an aspect of like grief and acceptance. It was just very beautiful and witty and raw. It was kind of real, even though it like was like, it had like the magic, but it just, I don't know, the characters just felt real and relatable, and I just loved it. And our main female character, this is a single point of view, I want to say. Let me think real quick. Yes, single point of view. So we just see through Clementine's eyes, and she is in a senior position at a publishing company and it's doing really well. And she is still kind of slowly moving into her aunt's townhouse in upstate New York, not upstate, sorry. It was like the Upper East Side, New York. Her aunt had passed away 6 months previously, and her aunt and her were very, very close, traveled abroad all the time, just did everything together. And so she's still in mourning. She's still grieving. And so it's taken her about 6 months to move in, just because her current place is upping the rent, and it didn't make sense to not live in her aunt's place that's already like paid off and everything. So she, growing up, of course, she was close to her aunt, and her aunt always told her that the apartment had a little bit of magic in it. And she would tell her like these stories of this one individual that she had met, and just a lot of like great stories about it. And so Clementine didn't really believe it until like one evening she comes in, and it's like a different place inside. Like all her aunt's stuff is there. Like it's just like a blast from the past. And all of a sudden this stranger pulls up, like he's in the kitchen, and she's like, oh my gosh, who are you? And he's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like I am like, my mom is a friend of your aunt's. Like she said that I could stay here for the summer. And my name's Iwan. I think that's how you say it. It's I-W-A-N, Iwan. Iwan? Iwan? Ooh, maybe it's Iwan. Let's say Iwan. I won. Okay, so I win. And she was like, no. Like, my aunt is not here. And he's like, yeah, she's abroad. She said I could stay here. And she looks at the calendar, and it's 7 years previously. So 7 years ago. And she's like, that's not possible. Like, this is weird. And so she goes out the door, comes back in, still the same. He's still there. She does that a couple times. And she's like, oh, no. Like, this is what my aunt had explained to me, like what she had said to me. And it really is like the apartment deciding what it wants, like whether it will send you back or not. And it's not triggered by an event or anything. Like, it's literally like the apartment has a mind of their own. So she is not able to go back to her regular time. And so she spends the evening with Iwan and they have dinner together and they just get along so, it's just so good. Like, the banter is so witty. Like, they just have a great time together and they share the bed. They put like a pillow in between, and then she wakes up and she's like, okay, great. I am back in my own bed. And she realizes that she's not. And this is when I started to wonder, like, okay, so is like the whole world like 7 years previous, or like, how does this work? So it's basically just the apartment that goes back 7 years. So when she steps out of the apartment, it's her present time. Like, she goes to her job, her friends are there, and it's just when she's in the apartment that it's 7 years previous. So that's kind of how it works. And with this book, like, you get to know Clementine pretty good and like explore her life in a pretty like good amount of detail. And you find out like her relationship with her aunt and some stories of like back then, and also in like the present time, and some stories like of her friends. And so the way that Ashley, the author, kind of handled the present time and how it is passing for everyone, for all of us, and how people change and how to basically be accepting of that was pretty, like, it was great. It was pretty outstanding. Like, it made sense, and it was just kind of like made you think deeper into like how you are acting in the present or how you acted in the past, and it's just, and how it reflects now. And it was just, it was very, very good. And I really liked Clementine and Iwan's characters. They both were very authentic, and they were both like authentic versions of themselves, like within like their characters. It was kind of tricky for Clementine, obviously, because when she does go back into the apartment, so she goes to work that day and then comes back and he's gone. And so she's not able to say like, hey, like goodbye, or like, hey, I'm leaving. Like, she doesn't tell him that she's 7 years in the future. She just says that she needs to stay there while her apartment's being fumigated or something. So he doesn't know that she's not from his time. And so when she goes back from work, he's gone. It's like her apartment again. And so she like feels kind of sad. She's like, I kind of miss him. And it's tricky for her because her aunt is still alive in the past, and she doesn't show up until like the very end, I'll say that. But she's still processing her grief. And so to see all of her aunt's things again, all these memories resurface, and she finds like a love again for her art and for things that she used to love. And with Iwan, he wants to be a chef, and he knows that he has to start from the bottom. And so it's at the beginning of his profession. And so she's very encouraging to him, and she hears all about the stories about him and his grandpa cooking and all that. And so he's, yeah, starting his career. Clementine is current day in her career already, just 7 years in the process. And of course, he doesn't know. So we find Clementine kind of looking for the joy in her job, like without her aunt, and kind of helping her, or kind of seeing her assist Iwan in rediscovering his joy, just because he's kind of getting like, oh, I don't think I can do this. Like, how am I going to be this great chef? And just kind of encouraging him. And it is a very, very cute romance book, but it's not like a really cheesy, cutie little, like, I don't know. It's just a very in-depth look on how time changes a person. And kind of like the reconnection we can have with, like, to get us back to ourselves. Like, it was just beautiful. And you kind of see how it circles back around, because with her employer, they are wanting her and her friend to kind of woo this chef turned author to get his business, like, with his cookbook. And it is actually Iwan. And so she like meets him in the present, and he knows all the things in the past, and but she doesn't know everything that's happened in the past yet, because she's still kind of living in the past with him, if that makes sense, like with his past self. And so she does meet up with him a couple times more in the past, and then finds Aiwyn in the future, or like, or in the present, and she gets to see the different versions of him, and you see her fall in love with both versions. And one thing that I do wish that this book went into more, like, I wish it was a little bit longer, because you don't really get to know Aiwyn, like his present Aiwyn, you know? Like, you get to know him a little bit, but you don't see a lot of, like, what he's gone through in the past 7 years. Like, you get little snippets, but yeah, nothing, like, in depth on him. And I wanted to know more. Like, I wanted to see more of her getting to know him, but it kind of just ends when they decide to, like, be together. Like, and I don't know. I felt like it was cut too short. But just, like, reading this book, it was just a good feeling, like a good warm feeling. I felt a connection with every person in the story, like, and every person had their part. I laughed, honestly, I giggled out loud a little bit. I had tears in my eyes at one point. I cheered, I was happy, I had chills. Like, it was just, everything was so good and unique, and it just all fit together. And I think this author did just perfectly. I just loved it. And I loved the concept. I loved the characters. I loved how it circled back around to each other. And it just all fit perfectly. I just loved it. So anyways, I hope that gives you a little bit into the 7-year slip. I didn't want to spoil like anything really. I mean, I kind of spoiled a little bit, but not enough that you know what happens, basically. But I highly recommend you pick up this book if you want a cute, short, like, contemporary read with a hint of magic. I think we all need a little magic in our lives. But yeah, it was so good. I definitely recommend it. I would say like a 4 out of 5. Like, it was really great. It was a very solid book. But anyways, thankful for you guys, and definitely follow me on Instagram, and check into my live streams, go on Twitch and put in that notification so that you can see when I start streaming, either on Wednesdays or Sundays. And wherever you are listening to this podcast episode, if you can rate and review, that definitely helps me out a lot. But anyways, I know I say it at the end of every episode, but I really am grateful for all y'all that listen and tune in and just are part of my community. I appreciate it. So I hope you have a great week.